Hello, this is Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're currently sharing The Dragons of Blue Land by Ruth Stiles Gannett. This is Chapter 7, The Dragons of Blue Land. "Tell me more about your family," said Elmer as the dragon flew over the harbor and northward along the coast of Popsicornia. "Do you all look alike?"
"Oh no, we've all got gold-colored wings and red feet and horns, but my father is blue and my mother is yellow. All my six sisters are green, ranging from yellow-green to blue-green. We boys are all both blue and yellow. I have wide stripes, but two brothers have narrow stripes, one with the stripes going the other way. One has yellow polka dots on blue and one blue polka dots on yellow. One is a yellow head and body and one leg with three blue legs and tail. One is speckled blue and yellow like a bird's egg. And the last has patches of blue and yellow."
"How wonderful! You must look like an Easter parade when you're all together."
"I guess we do," said the dragon, "especially when Father has us doing our exercises. He's a great one for exercises."
"Exercises?" said Elmer.
"You know, standing on your head and somersaults and leapfrog and all that sort of thing. Of course, in the summer, we spend most of our time mowing the meadows and tending to the flowers. Each one of us has a special part of Blue Land to take care of. I wonder what's become of my piece. I suppose Mother has taken it over. I had the marshy part near the lakeside. That's why I'm so particularly fond of marsh marigolds and skunk cabbages."
"But what about in the wintertime?" asked Elmer, looking down at the line of waves breaking against the rocky shore in the moonlight.
"It must be very cold and snowy and not much fun for exercising."
"Oh, we do our exercises summer and winter. Father sees to that, and of course we have lots of fun sliding down the mountain slopes onto the frozen lake. But the winter is really fun because we sit in a circle in our cave, and Father tells us scary stories about knights. It seems there used to be lots of knights who rode about just looking for dragons. They captured and killed most of all of us, but a few escaped to Blue Land. My father says his grandfather could remember the knights very well, with their heavy coats of armor and lances and swords and helmets."
"Oh, sure, I've read about them in books," said Elmer. "But those dragons were always fierce and about to eat up somebody."
"Nonsense," said the dragon. "That's just what the knights like to make people believe, so everybody would think they were very brave when they went dragon hunting. Dragons look fierce sometimes, but they're really very gentle. That's why they finally ran away to Blue Land. They wanted to be left alone. And now more men have decided to bother us. Goodness knows what they'll do to us this time. If only we get back in time. We can't possibly make it before tomorrow evening. That will make it over 2 days since I left."
"Oh, we'll save your family all right," said Elmer, hopefully. "I can't wait to see them all." He snuggled up against the baby dragon's neck and dreamed of the rescue as they sped through the night toward the mountains of Blue Land.